Spring Clean for the Peach Queen. Written by Sasha Wosley and read by Sophie Loughran. For some, it was the scent of peaches. But for me, it was the inky tang of newspaper that conjured my childhood in Bonnie Vale. Other kids grew up among the stone fruit orchards that made the town famous, playing in clouds of peach blossoms, taking time off school when extra hands were needed, and learning to drive in rusty farm utes. Growing up, my parents' news agency was my second home. I spent my afternoons counting stock and selling scratchies, and I never, ever ran short of school stationery. I hadn't been back to Bonnie Vale in almost a year. At the Shire boundary, I passed the first stone fruit tree planted in the region. It was clothed in green now, pink petals all flown away in the spring, and the visitor's centre had put up a new sign telling the story of the old peach tree, dubbed thus long ago by the townsfolk. The community were valiantly trying to rebuild the region's reputation, declaring Bonnie Vale 3 years clear of peach spot at every opportunity. Bonnie Vale was a town in rehab, a ballet dancer sunk from former grace and beauty to something thin and weak, trying to relearn how to walk. I tried Mum and Dad's house first, but there were no cars in the driveway, so I sought them out at Rabbit's Foot, Lackey, Lotto and News. The shop door was shut. The flies were always bad in late November, and a red, "Come in, we're open," sign sat at eye level. I slipped through into the air conditioning, immediately scanning the magazine rack. It looked like I was in the clear. It had only been a couple of weeks since I was on the front of more magazines than I'd once dared hope, but my parents would hardly display those covers, no matter what the locals wanted to read. As long as I was on magazines alongside full-page shots of Jai Carradine, the townsfolk would have to go to the co-op for their fix of celebrity news. The headlines had been variations on "The Party That Took Jai's Life" and "Oh Jai, oh why." I was just the inset, a small, grainy photo taken from the back as I sat on a limestone wall with my dress straps hanging down, Jai's blonde head just visible over my shoulder. Many had speculated that we were having a tender moment, or maybe even that hot, already made it Jai Carradine was on bended knee proposing to up-and-comer Charlie's Best. Others saw it for what it was. Jai licking my nipple. We were both intoxicated, me on shots and champagne, Jai on the prescription illicit combination that made him fall down and die 3 hours later. I had a faint memory of Jai stumbling as he brought me a glass of champagne, me giggling as he landed face first against my chest, spilling the drink.